You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WAUK Daily News Roundup for the Shaw, 101.1 FM and 540 AM in Waukesha.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. There are some issues according to a recent audit of Milwaukee Public Schools. The audit was commissioned by Governor Tony Evers. The inquiry has revealed a strained relationship between the school board and district leadership, a lack of transparency, and a, quote, culture of fear that hinders change. The audit outlines 29 recommendations to improve the district's operations, such as restructuring the central office and enhancing human resources. Evers is pledging to allocate $3 million immediately to implement some changes. In his budget, he'll propose another $5 million for other adjustments. It'll start to come back down tonight. The winter weather advisory kicks in at 6 tonight, with 2 to 5 inches of new snow possible. You're being reminded to clear the snow from sidewalks and to make sure fire hydrants near your home are clear. The latest is coming up in the forecast. If you got caught up in traffic along 41 South yesterday, there's a good explanation. A baby was born in a car that had pulled into the far left lanes near Silver Spring. An ambulance pulled up from the northbound lanes to assist, and reports indicate a successful interstate delivery. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call is joining a lawsuit against John Deere. Lisa Hale has more.
Wisconsin and four other states accused Deere of forcing owners of its equipment to only use its own teams to make adjustments or repairs. Deere has been at the center of the right to repair movement, with farmers and mechanics accusing the company of disabling any tractor that is repaired by its owner or third parties. Moline, Illinois-based Deere is the world's largest maker of agricultural equipment.
And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at waukradio.com.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Forever bros Travis Kelce and Patrick Mahomes are coming under fire from Kansas City Chiefs fans for having a double date with their best girls, Taylor Swift and Brittany Mahomes, fairly certain it was in that order, just 24 hours before the Super Bowl. What? Word on the street is that Taylor Swift ordered a huge Kobe burger and French fries, and according to Chiefs fans on social media, that could be exactly why the Chiefs laid an egg in front of a worldwide audience while trying to three-peat. No idea what Kelce and Mahomes had to eat, but after seeing the way they played during the big game, I'm guessing it had lots of tryptophan. Irate Chiefs fans, most of whom I'm guessing probably never played in a Super Bowl, disapproved of the double date, insinuating that said date and hanging with girls so close to the big game was obviously the reason the Chiefs lost. If only Kansas City sports fans provided the two football players with this information beforehand. It just seems like a no-brainer to me. You can't eat 2 days before the big game. There's nothing funnier than irrational sports fans. Lord of the Rings, Rings of Power fans have been on pins and needles since October 3rd. That's when season 2 ended, and with multiple cliffhangers. Rest easy, ringlets, because the news you've been waiting for has arrived. Variety reports that Amazon MGM Studios has given the green light for a season 3. The show will shoot in London and is currently in pre-production. When season 3 drops, it will be on Prime. Here's a quick Best Picture nominees rundown. Sean Baker's Anora is about a young exotic dancer who marries the son of a Russian billionaire after a week-long courtship. Things are going swimmingly until Anora's new husband finds out his rich parents are not happy with the marriage. Some mob goons show up and hold Anora hostage while her new husband shows a serious lack of bravery and runs away. The film has a few funny moments, but too much of it is spent with Anora being kept hostage until the marriage can be annulled. I might have enjoyed it more if it didn't come with Best Picture expectations. Go see for yourself, though. Everybody has their favorite Saturday Night Live sketches from the past 50 years. If you're older, you might think Landshark, The Bass-O-Matic, or Bill Murray's Lounge Singer might be at the top of the list, but that's not the case. A new list from TheWrap.com lists the 10 funniest Saturday Night Live sketches, and the oldest one is from 29 years ago. It's important to note The Wrap's list only uses sketches from Saturday Night Live's YouTube page. Football fans hate the Kardashians. Those are the words of Kardashian leader Kim, who was referring to Tom Brady's roast last year, at which she was mercilessly booed. The boos were so thunderous, Netflix edited most of them out. Kardashian still claims she had nothing to do with that. On an episode of The Kardashians earlier this week, the former Mrs. Kanye West said she would never do a roast again because they are not good for the soul, adding that she never imagined that she would get booed. She obviously never watches her own TV show. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media, Radio Network.
We have more snow on the way late today, tonight through Saturday into Saturday night. We could end up with 4 to 6, maybe up to 7 inches of accumulation by the time it all winds down on Saturday night into Sunday. Today, mostly cloudy, becoming breezy, 27. It's going to get really cold next week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 1 above.
That's your WAUK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at waukradio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.